내가 쿨 나이볼 쿨 뚜르네 노비체
Da se bliža konec šole in uradni začetek poletja, se kaže tudi vse večji izpraznjenosti Ljubljane in Slovenije. Ljudje se kot jata štorkel vse večjem številu odpravljajo na jug, kjer imajo postavljene svoje vikende in prikolice. Njihovo nemoteno migracijo na jug bremzajo gužva na cesti in tečni Hrvati, katerih edini smisel življenja je očitno nagajati Slovencem na njihovi poletni selitvi v Istro, ta raj na zemlji. Migracije pa niso tako enostavne za vse ljudi, kar se kaže predvsem pri beguncih, saj ob vse splošnem utrjevanju trdnjave Evrope begunske poti postajajo vse bolj nevarne, število smrtnih žrtev pa raste v nebo. Matere so soočene z nemogočo izbiro, ali svojimi otroki ostanejo v kriznih žariščih ali pa se usedejo na smrtonosen čoln in tvegajo življenje. Problem migracij bo letos zopet tematiziral festival migrantskega filma. Letošnji poudarki so aktualne zgodbe povezane z azilnimi politikami, migracijami in begunstvom. Letos bo potekal že 8. leto zapored. Na festivalu se bo zvrstilo 22 filmov iz 14 držav. Večina programa se bo odvila v Ljubljani, spremljevalni program pa bo potekal na kar 10 lokacijah po Sloveniji. Festival se bo danes ob 6:30 zvečer v kinu Dvor začel s projekcijama filmov Jaz Črnec, Jaz Črnec nadgrajeno, španske režiserke Ro Caminal in Jaz Črnec, francoskega antropologa Žana Ruša. Ob 10:30 skoraj pa bo potekal pogovor z režiserko Ro. Poklicali smo jo in vprašali, zakaj se je zdelo pomembno posneti nadgrajeno verzijo filma Jaz Črnec.
Well, the idea was because I knew a guy, I was working in a bar, and one of the customers was a Senegalese person, and was very much like the protagonist of the original movie. So initially I thought, oh, it'd be good to redo the movie because this guy acts like the main protagonist. But then I sort of started doing the movie and sort of couldn't do it with him because I do it in another town, and I do it with some other Senegalese people, and then the idea was to update the movie in a sort of like a critical way. Even Jean Ruiz was a great movie, which I'm really fan of. Was from 1957, was another period, and it was mainly, the movie was short and edited for the European gaze, very narrative, explaining to the Europeans what like migrants were doing in Cote d'Ivoire. So now, you know, like we don't let like African people have to come here without papers. They can't get a job, they can't engage, you know. We want them to integrate in society, but how can you integrate in society when your wife and your full family is so far and you don't have papers and you are not a citizen, you can have a normal life? So the idea was a bit to criticize us all, the way we have to treat immigrants nowadays.
Ruin film naj bi nezahodnega gledalca pozval k razmisleku o tem, ali morda obeti izboljšanja ekonomske situacije, ki jo ponuja Zahod, zahtevajo previsoko čustveno in psihološko ceno. Režiserko smo vprašali, kako se je soočila z nevarnostjo, da bi sama filmska narativa prevzela privilegiran položaj, ki bi od nezahodnih gledalcev zahteval, da v imenu čustvenega in psihološkega zdravja opustijo možnost materialne prosperitete.
Well, it is hard to say. Eh? This is a really sort of tricky question. Whatever people you say, well, you can tell them not to come. It's very risky. You may die at sea. And then when you get there, you're treated like nothing. People still want to come. You just finished to tell them that they still want to go, you know, because like Europe on Western Wall has spoiled so much their country that there is no, they don't have a real change there. Like, you know, most of governments are corrupt and sort of, you know, like colonialism era is bygone, but like the practice is still much reinforced. So there is no chance for the people than to go. Some people stay and like stay and fight for, you know, for change, but most people want to sort of like just go. So really, this was like a deal we had with the protagonists. They wanted the people to know, you know, the both sides of immigration. So we tried to make the movie to suit my purposes, but also to suit their purposes. And one of the purposes was this one. They wanted the people to know, you know, that when immigrants go back and show off, they're sort of promoting, you know, this chain of going.
Če pa morda ne bi želeli preživeti 4 ure v kinu, se lahko ob 19. uri odpravite na ploščad Moderne galerije, kjer bo potekala predstavitev 7. številke Šuma, revija za kritiko in teorijo sodobne umetnosti. Ob izidu bo potekalo predavanje Primoža Krašovca z naslovom Tujost kapitala. Govorili smo z urednico revije Tjašo Pogačar in jo povprašali o vlogi, ki jo igrajo velike institucije, kot so Moderna galerija in podobne, pri spodbujanju kritiške dejavnosti pri nas.
Sigurno je ta vloga precej velika v lokalnem prostoru, zlasti zato, ker pač se prostor za kritiško pisanje o sodobni umetnosti v dominantnih medijih precej krči, pogoji produkcije pa slabšajo, sploh za mlajšo generacijo pisev. In zato je pač recimo v primeru Šuma, ki je pač revija, ki se financira v celoti samo iz sredstev, ki jih prispeva koprodukcijska mreža do teh umetnostnih institucij, med katerimi so tako javni zavodi kot tudi nevladne organizacije in pa pač, ki se financira tudi iz prispevkov nekaterih sponzorjev, v bistvu pač zelo pač je ta vloga teh institucij zelo pomembna, ne brez te podpore, pač se v bistvu revija sploh ne bi mogla izhajati, ker se na neke javne razpise taka revija, ta spisi, ki še niso tako uveljavljeni in tako naprej, ne more prijavljati.
Najbolj cool turne novičke je pripravil Denis.